chonei a ia achsai. Llwcachadu o e wuhan. Llcwt a ia geidw a sa callill gohas a ni. Ie llyd a ia hanna cyhedi. Ach tlaad y tlaad o a dekinach sa ti. A dekinach a sa ti tu hadas a ia. Ach ish yubig o e a du tlaad sami. Ia chadl da cut at. Ach tuch e ia ti. Ia llingid yw'ch a tangi chwas y cw pa gled chaiwch a tangi cha ie genki a dekina yw'ch a tangi yw'ch da cuta yw'ch a tangi a ia chas a chan. My name is Sukhune. I'm Tlukach Adi Klinkit from the Chilkoot area. We call it Tlukoot. And our house, our clan house, is the Raven House. I'm also, through my mother's mother, I am Haida. We're double eagle, Kegani Haida. My father is Yupik, and his mother is Sami. And those are the parts that, you know, they're not parts. That's what I am. I am all of those things. And I... I teach our language at the University of Alaska Southeast.
I think it's interesting that you are a totally Arctic, sub-Arctic mix of indigenous.
Yeah, you try. You know, I really enjoy the Sami people and just talking with various people and looking at what our people have done there as far as, you know, overcoming various sorts of oppression. And then being northern people as well, and so it's fascinating to see these connections, and also to see how unifying efforts and ideas can produce pretty amazing results.
We have a situation here where the stupid rule. I have a lot of English speakers, but not so many indigenous native speakers, and in Southeast, that means not so many Tlingit or Haida or Tsimshian speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get from there and change that so that people speak what they were born to speak?
Dat tunach sawe ga yidat hatuasakush yete hin has ausaku ha yukatangi ka kunachwe ha atat ki tunach ye awe atat khatank nuch ach in a kawanik Ach, tlil shakshani. Tlil ituj il chishik. Wasa, ishandain ha kawashu, tlil katua ashku ha yuk atangi. Akwai dat, kunakawe ha tuwasaku. Kunakawe kainas akhya ha tlil kuhas anikak ha yuk atangi. Ha ha tuwasagu yl khat qa awa has awa ach. Has dik eich aya yu gatangi ha tlilk u has. Ye awa tlingit at wusku hu awa qunach atina has yati ha tachan ki saani qa hayat ki. Awa ya an kach aya tlingit aani ha aani awa. Tlingit yw'r gatangi ytlatgi a tŵrch cwnach awe a jwy llingit yw'r gatangi hasach aw ia ach tjall dycat a ta anicach.
So, like, we think about these things. What is it that's going to create this sort of title change for Alaska? Because we have a place where there's no expectations of knowing Alaska native languages, and we want to change that. And so I think of some of our elders, because we want our little babies to be talking. And our elders, one of our elders, Marge Dutson, she said to me, it's impossible for you to understand how much we suffered when nobody wanted our language. And she was talking about being physically abused in schools for speaking her language, and these horror stories that we know of. But now the times are changing, and I think it's becoming part of this sort of national and international movement of awareness of the oppression of indigenous people and the dangers of colonization and what it really is to say, you know, genocide happened here and it's still going on, even though it's transformed into just different terminologies, like being a successful modern individual. And so we're able to have more of these discussions at more forums and to say, well, you know, on this land, Tlingit has been here for 20,000 years. And so it's in the soil. It's in everything. It's in the roots of the trees, and everything that's on this land understands the Tlingit language. And that's why we learn how to speak carefully and to observe the world and to continually learn from the world. And now we've got to find a way to negotiate these two things. The monolingual English American who doesn't want anything but English, and how that's an alien invasion, and it's an unnatural sort of phenomenon, where multilingualism and coexistence is a much better way to look at it. And so we try to sort of attack just different forms of white supremacy and racism, but at the same time turn to our kids and say, we can create this environment where you can be whole and you can be yourself, and you can laugh and you can have fun and you can learn and you can be what we consider the model of success.
Right now, media is a huge influence. And take a moment, if you will, and try to dream for me what you would make the media environment in, mm-hmm. say, Juneau be, if you could just wave a wand and go, bring.
So the vision I would have is you would have equal parts, and so there's whatever is in English exists in Tlingit. So that, you know, we have this official language status, and so we want to have programming through the radio, we want to have programming through television, we want to have sections of the newspaper at some point that are all in Tlingit. And just to say, you know, if you are succeeding, if you are relaying some message, if you are doing something on the land of our people, our philosophy is nothing around us without us, and nothing about us without us. And so we want to have children's programming that's really fun and engaging and in the language. We want to have news, what's going on in the world, what's going on in national and local sports, which our people really love, and then a number of different topics. And then our people have so many stories and things to share, and these things are so awesome. And we've been convinced that they're really kind of elementary sort of principles, but that's just racism at work. And we've got to just undo those things, because our elders keep telling us, just put kindness and love of people in your heart. It doesn't matter if there's all this ill will out there that's not ours, and we just sort of let it go and focus on what we've been tasked with, which is creating a loving space for our people and our language.
You know, there was a time in the 70s in Hawaii, where my mother and family's from, there was a feeling that the language would disappear. And that same kind of attitude was here in Alaska, where there was a list of all the different native languages, and the last speaker of Iyak is dead and gone. I know that in Hawaii, that language is actually stronger than it's been in anybody's memory, mm-hmm. now. Do you see that kind of possibility happening here?
Stakatat with the cheese, Hayukatangi tin. A chowe kakatu ak, kakatu ak, kakatu ak. Yewe hain has a kawinig too. Yet 1922 away with Tusaku Hajidach away with Lahash, Hayuk Tangi Kahakusti.
So we're going to try. I think even if we're raising all these levels of awareness, we have to know that we're right there on the edge. So if there were 60 polar bears left in the world, or 60 koala bears, or 60 seals, people would be doing things. But when you get down to, like, there's 60 Tlingit speakers left, people aren't doing, you know, you've got this small group of people that are doing all they can, but we're going to translate these things into language movements. And that's what it takes, is to have a movement to continue to raise awareness and to fight for equality. But we're going to do these things, and I think we're going to just keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, because we can envision a world where, you know, we had an elder visit our classroom, Cyril George, and he said in 1922 we knew that, you know, that's when he was born. He's like, our people knew that it was already drifting out of our hands, our language and our culture. But then he came and he saw these people studying the language, and he said his head went, it brought his head up because he was so happy. And he said, it's not going to happen. And so they pray, they say, my prayer is that Tlingit is going to live forever. And so these are these things that we're talking about, is time immemorial, is this immeasurable amount of time that came before us, and this immeasurable amount of time that comes after us. And these are the things we're looking at, is we're just a little piece in this sort of big flowing river. And so when we talk about language revitalization, we often say, we're going to save this language, but it's actually, the language is going to save the people, and it's going to make a stronger connection to the land. Because if we all speak English, it doesn't matter if we cut the trees down and extract everything and ruin the lands of the caribou and everything else. But when we speak our languages, those things are impossible, but everything else becomes possible, which is a life of coexistence and a life of understanding the ways our elders used to teach people a long time ago.
Gunas chish.
Wukecha.
Khone, Lance Twitchell.
Yekay.